This is Passport to Texas. Courtney and Brandon Robinson love to fly fish for Guadalupe bass in the South Llano River.
We're not looking at a whole bunch of deep pools. It's more shallow water, skinny water.
Fish on. This is why I love catching guads. They're little fish, but they use the river to fight.
So we're gonna see little bass in the shoals area, like in that little rapids area over there. There we go.
The state fish of Texas wasn't always easy to catch. It was on the brink of disappearing from the South Llano due to introduced smallmouth bass that crossbred with the native Guadalupe for decades.
They can breed with each other, and what results is a hybrid. And those fish, they're not our pure native Guadalupe bass, so we're trying to restore these populations throughout the state. We're stocking large numbers of these pure fingerlings, and what the goal is that these pure fish outnumber the hybrids, and so that we reduce that overall hybridization rate and get it back to where we have an almost entirely pure population of Guadalupe bass.
But the data shows the Guadalupe bass are back.
We've been working on Guadalupe bass here in the Texas Hill Country for about 25 years. We've been really successful in restoring these populations, and now we have Guadalupe bass in a lot more reaches of these streams here for people to enjoy.
Reel in an eye full of Guadalupe bass the week of September 23rd on the Parks and Wildlife TV show on PBS. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.